life, especially one who's intimate with me, mm-hmm. automatically wants to step into leadership and provision and want to protect and provide for me. Kim has never given me those vibes.
Yeah. You got a boyfriend right now, Kelly?
No.
Exactly.
Why does that matter? Do you have a girlfriend right now, Kim?
I don't need nobody to protect or provide for me. I'm not looking for that. I'm just trying
You're
to say.
You're a man.
Say,
I wouldn't expect
say,
that.
I'm just trying to say that this is the thing that you think that because you're dating somebody, like for instance, right? Give me an example.
So as a woman, if I share my body with a man, I shouldn't expect him to want to protect and provide for me?
Not really, no.
You see all this attitude she giving and neck swinging and all that? I would never entertain a woman like that. A woman like this couldn't get past the first conversation with me. So Cameron need to step up his standards. All these dudes need to step up their standards, man. This woman would have been eliminated at first 10 seconds.
Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
These rappers or entertainers or whatever, they deserve everything they get if they're willing to deal with ratchet, ignorant hood rats like this that you can tell are ratchet, ignorant hood rats within seconds. She just exposed female nature. Female nature is prostitution. If I'm giving my body to you, you have to pay for me. Prosty talk.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
Body with a man, I shouldn't expect him to want to protect and provide for me.
Protect?
That you would teach your daughter? What?
The problem is this, you want to protect
and
provide.
You think men and women are equal?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga.
No, what I'm trying to explain to you is this. For me, I rather invest in my female than give my female.
Let's clear this up. Provision is about you taking care of my kids, you birthing and taking care of my kids and me taking care of the family, if we are going to go down that provider route. Not just some thought I met at the club and we together or dating, so I got to pay for your life. That's not what provision was about. That's not what provision is supposed to be about. I mean, you're probably in your 30s. You were supposed to find a provider from 18 to 23, 25 max. These 30 and 40 plus year old women talking about a provider is just driving me crazy.
It's enough to make it go crazy.
See how she cutting them off? Won't let them talk. Keep getting smart. She was doing this from day one. So he a sucker for even dealing with a woman like this. Like he on some suckers for even entertaining this for anything other than a behind the dumpster pump.
God, you're sick.
And that's the problem.
You never invested in me.
Because you had bad investments. That's why you're in nursing school. I'm trying to explain to you that the investments that you had weren't good.
That's not why I'm in nursing school. I've been working on my nursing degree since 2019.
Okay, you know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that.
So, yeah, last time I checked, it doesn't take 7 years to get a nursing degree. But women are so quick to run off at the mouth because they're so quick to try to hurry up and be right that they don't realize how stupid they're sounding when they talk and how bad they're making themselves look.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
I've been working on my nursing degree since 2019.
Why you don't have it yet?
I opened the business to help me get through nursing school.
And which was a bad,
income.
Which was a bad investment.
Got your ass.
Because it's a bad investment or somebody gives you an opinion, you reverse it into a don't want to protect, provide, you never looked out for me, yo, you didn't really like what I, you always looked past me. Because I don't think what you were doing was going to make money for yourself or for me. That's how you revert it to say, yo, you never wanted to look out for me. You never did this for me. You never believed in me. You always looked past me. Because I give you my real opinion.
Okay, Cam, what's your feelings towards her?
I love Callie as a friend, man. Like I said, she's a beautiful girl. I would love to be her friend, but we're just not in a space of being friends because the last time we talked, I wouldn't let her move in my house. So we stopped speaking.
That has nothing to do with it.
Right.
That has everything to do with it. I mean, you down bad, sis. And I'm not saying she's a baddie, but I bet on her social media, she a big boss, entrepreneur, nursing student. She make it look and sound real good on her social media. But in real life, she don't got a place to stay. She can't even keep up a place to stay.
Young, pretty women, they don't see accountability doesn't exist for them. You see, it's oh, how can I do some mental gymnastic to get away from accountability? You see what I'm saying? Until she gets older. And then the rest of her life is going to be pretty much Al Bundy when she had 4 touchdowns in a single game 20 years ago. And you go, yeah, well, I did this and I did. Yeah, that's usually the next step for girls like this. When she's 40, she's going to always have stories about when she was 20. Like Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns, 1 game.
These chicks be beautiful bums. And I'm not saying she beautiful, but I'm just saying a lot of these women you see on social media who beautiful, they really bums for real. And they're not really beautiful. That's filter and makeup. When you see behind the curtain with most women, it ain't going to be what you think it's going to be.
Stop speaking.
That has nothing to do with it.
I'm just telling you, last time, for me, that's what it was.
That's not why we stopped speaking.
Why we stopped speaking? Tell me.
What kind of shit is that?
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
So you telling me you about to just meditate mid-interview? You just about to close your eyes and pretend like you're not there? That's probably what she's doing. Just make me go away. Make me go away. Make me go away. This is why a lot of chicks need peas. If she would have presented herself well, she probably could have snagged another dude just off how well she presented herself on this interview. But no, that's too much in-depth thought. Never mind. For her to comprehend.
What happened was this. Callie's counting bedrooms in my house, and I have a lot of bedrooms in my house. And she was coming to the West Coast, and she said, she might have said 2 weeks, I don't know, but I knew it wouldn't have been 2 weeks. Because I don't know if I necessarily want to live with you, especially being that we weren't intimate for years. I am sexually attracted to her, but I know that sex for me and her isn't really good. It leads to other problems outside of our friendship. Callie likes to do crazy shit. Walk around my house in panties and don't give me no. Act like she got wet.
You're a liar.
I actually have pictures, which we're not going to share, of course, where we're watching television and she's laying to me. So basically in the 69 position, and she wants to watch TV like this.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
I just don't see the appeal. I don't see the appeal. Why was he messing with this chick? A chick was around you in panties and wouldn't give you none. She should have got kicked out instantly. And you should have called over another. I'm sure you got a roster, right, Cam? You famous, you rich. It's not her award-winning personality. That's not why you were in her presence. See, with me, I don't care about the bedroom fun part. I gotta like you on some level as a human. Just like being around you on a basic level for you to even be around me.
I offered to eat Kelly when she came.
Interesting.
Right. She said no.
Okay.
2 days later, she thought about it, said, yo, could you eat my I said no.
I can't believe you right now.
I said no.
Tighten up, Cam. Tighten up. She wouldn't let you hit, but you randomly offering to eat the, you know what? That's an old school method to try to hit. After you start eating, then be like, hey, you want a little sausage? Can I add a little sausage to this buffet?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.